O-mid-infrared emission as a diagnostic of H$2 UV photodissociation. 2. Application to interstellar PDRs, by Marion Zanis et al. Water photodissociation in the 114 to 144 nanometers UV range forms excited O, which emits at mid-infrared wavelengths via highly excited rotational lines. These lines have only been detected with Spitzer in several protoplanetary disks and shocks. Previous studies have shown they are a unique diagnostic for water photodissociation. Thanks to its high sensitivity and angular resolution, the James Webb Space Telescope, JWST, could be able to detect them in other environments such as interstellar photo dissociation regions, PDRs. We use the MUDIN PDR code to compute the thermal and chemical structure of PDRs. The influence of thermal pressure, PTH, K equals NHTK, and UV field strength on the integrated intensities, as well as their detectability with the JWST, are studied in details. O-mid-IR emission is predicted to originate very close to the H0-H2 transition and is directly proportional to the column density of water photo dissociated in that layer. Because neutral gas phase formation of water requires relatively high temperatures, TK is greater than or equal to 300 kelvins, the resulting O-mid-IR lines are primarily correlated with the temperature at this position, and are therefore brighter in regions with high pressure. This implies that these lines are predicted to be only detectable in strongly irradiated PDRs, G0 carat incident greater than 10 to the power of 3, with high thermal pressure, PTH, K is greater than or equal to 5 times 10 to the 7 Kelvin cm3. In the latter case, O-mid-IR lines are less dependent on the strength of the incident UV field. O-mid-IR lines observable by JWST are a promising diagnostics for dense and strongly irradiated PDRs. This was O-mid-infrared emission as a diagnostic of H$2 UV photodissociation. 2. Application to interstellar PDRs, by Marion Zanis et al.